Trans-Canada lawyer William Taylor accuses Dakota Rural Action's lawyer of being disingenuous in his attempts to learn specifics about the pipeline project.
If you carefully examine Mr. Martinez's requests, virtually everyone is couched with the phrase, all documents referencing or containing information concerning. And then he uses a broad brush to paint a particular subject. It's nothing more than a fishing expedition.
Taylor says TransCanada has refused to turn over certain information because it is confidential, is a matter of national security, or falls outside PUC's jurisdiction to order its release. But DRA attorney Robin Martinez says he has requested information to allow interveners to challenge the project.
It is certainly inconvenient for TransCanada to produce a lot of what we have requested. There is a large volume of information that we've requested and a fairly broad scope. But that's what discovery is about.
Ultimately, commissioners voted to open up TransCanada's information to DRA's attorneys. KXL's William Taylor says that order is oppressive and burdensome.
What do I do? Back a truck up to Mr. Martinez's office and dump the stuff in his lap? No, I'm not going to do that. But you can't categorize it, you can't assemble it. Commissioner, you have to define a scope narrower than all documents.
PUC Chairman Chris Nelson says parties were warned weeks ago to be prepared in the event PUC granted motions to comply. He suggests Taylor work with Dakota Rural Action's lawyers to narrow the scope. Other parties seeking information include the Rosebud and Yankton Sioux tribes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.